This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Who are you really?
My Talk 107.1 is KTMY FM, HD1, Coon Rapids.
Elton John helped Prince Harry get away. Read it, the book's favorite.
My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Please listen tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to the Jason and Alexis show and see how we fare in the My Talk Awards.
And I think the winning show gets a new car.
Oh, my gosh.
For a trip to Hawaii.
Oh, okay. Do we all have to go together? I want the trip. It's
no,
fine.
You need to go.
Just stay
me.
On the other side of the White Lotus Resort.
Rude,
okay.
Dawn.
I don't want you seeing me and
which character would you be on the first season of Lotus? We're going to get to the story at hand just to hold on.
Oh, shoot.
If you were in the first season, I mean, other than the obvious. Because I feel like the obvious character is John.
Oh, right.
Do you want to play?
I would be definitely because the character wore the same pajamas I have. I noticed in a scene, I was like, those are my pajamas that I'm wearing right now. What is her name? The blue-eyed girl. The one who comes from a normal, not rich family.
Alexandra Daddario.
Yes, that's who I would be because she notices things that are like, why is this? Why do we need to do this? Is it important to me? And her husband, who's just awful, you know.
I think I would be that woman that stood next to the manager all the time when she was at the front desk.
Right.
Actually, because like I don't want to die and or get caught up in a horrible life journey. Okay. I just want to watch it all unfold.
I might be the masseuse.
She was. Oh, I felt like she got robbed of a storyline. She did not get, I thought, a good end of the story. I'm sorry, I have to choke on food.
No, that's
now.
What's
tell
so great about this show.
Actually talking about.
Yeah, it's just that's what is so great about that show is that it had so many different layers and not everything ended up being all hunky dory in the end, you know? It's just such
But
great
there was a lot of hunky dory, I thought.
Right.
I mean, in terms of it was satisfying. Anyway, that was the first season. We're on to a second. I haven't even finished that. So I'm sorry for distracting us. We were supposed to talk about working out with cannabis.
Yes, yes. So there is an article by Joel Stein in the Hollywood Reporter. I'm going to put a link to it on our show page because it is so hilarious. He wanted to highlight exercising while stoned. I tried a cannabis workout class. There's something called a company called Stoned and Toned.
No.
And this is an online class that you can take.
One, two, three.
He starts off saying being stoned can improve certain activities, such as auditioning for a Takis commercial. That's about it, though. So he was really suspicious going into this. There are certain celebrities like Joe Rogan. He works out high and he talks about it. He prefers lifting weights when high. And some people, the way they say it benefits them is that they can improve their form by allowing them to feel how specific muscles engage.
So you're saying that cannabis is going to make you work out better?
Because it draws your attention to, okay, I'm now not lifting this weight with, I'm totally using my bicep here when I do these curls. Instead of, you know, using your shoulder muscles instead because it's too heavy and then your form is bad. So it helps people do that.
I mean, what?
I know.
First of all, I'm the wrong audience for so many reasons, but I am, as somebody who loves to work out, I'm just thinking about being in a room full of stoners.
Yeah.
Or people high as a kite trying to do a workout. Like, I would have to leave the room.
Well, it is an online class, so everyone's doing this at home. You can sign up and, like, pay for this. This is how these people are getting rich. But he went to this person's home, Morgan English. She is the Jane Fonda of weed workouts.
No.
She's a professional.
That is not a thing. Jane Fonda of weed workouts?
Yeah, I had just, this cracked me up so much that I just had to talk about it. So she's a professional cannabis photographer as well. And
what is that? What is a professional cannabis photographer? She takes pictures of weed or she takes pictures of people smoking weed?
I don't know.
And now we're both voiceless.
We promise we're not high. So she started Stoned and Tone in 2019. It has 30-minute online pre-recorded smoke and sweat sessions. It's $10 a month. You can go to stonedandtone.com if you would like to try it.
Okay,
out.
Also, I love that this is such a, this is a racket.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're telling me that it's not even a workout with in a room full of people. It's it's an online thing. Mm-hmm. How many of these people pay for this experience and then completely just sit on the floor and smoke weed while other people work out?
Well, he actually asked her. He was really nervous to do this because he had only gotten high in his 30s and had done so only about a dozen times since then.
A dozen times?
I don't know how old he is, but let's say mid-40s. So, you know, it would be a once-a-year thing for him or something.
Okay, well, as somebody who hasn't smoked weed since, I don't know, Bill Clinton was in office.
Yeah, that's a lot. But I think comparatively, there are a lot of people that do this daily. So he said that when he went to her house, she was, of course, brimming with cheery coolness. And she keeps a light buzz going all day to manage anxiety. She instructed him to stand on his yoga mat before he vaped. Okay. She said, if you smoke and you're on the couch, you're not going to want to get up and do a workout.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think it's such a racket, because, you know, they're just making. And also, why do you have to pay for this? Just like smoke weed and YouTube workout videos.
I think that people need some guidance
on how to smoke weed,
how to smoke weed and work out. So Morgan leads you through this exercise, and she checked his form. They did some light weights and punch from side to side, engaging their obliques.
This is so stupid.
I know. That's why we're laughing about it.
Or you're high.
Then they planked. And every time he looked over at Morgan to check his form, she was pulling on her vape pen.
The instructor of the class is vaping.
Yes, she is vaping while she works out.
The fact that she got a job. She created a place where she can smoke weed or vape or whatever the parlance is these days, because I'm old. And then get other people to join the experience by paying money. Brilliant.
It is. So he found himself able to focus on using the exact right muscles, please. But he says he got really thirsty
and hungry.
And then it made the workout okay because he wasn't focusing so much on the time. So he lost track of time.
Yeah, because he had no concept of time.
He actually
worked out for 30 seconds and thought it was 3 days.
Right.
Where am I?
He lost track of time, which made exercising less unpleasant. And he said it really helped me zone out.
So would a gin and tonic, but like, you guys, this is not the point of working out.
But then he also had paranoia.
Like working out, so instead, when I work out, I have a cocktail and a joint.
He asked her, Morgan, do people ever just give up midway? And she said, on Zoom, a woman was just lying there. And she was like, but I like listening to you guys. And she said, I didn't mind that at all. In fact,
totally
that woman's
Jennifer
reaction
Coolidge.
is part of what Morgan wanted to evoke through cannabis calisthenics.
No, that's not a thing, Morgan.
90% of her clients are women just trying to find community, you know?
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Oh, my God.
The fact that she got people to pay does not surprise me. Just the genius of thinking, like, you know what I need to do? I need to just figure out a way to get people to pay me money so I can smoke weed and
that's
do planks.
That's right. So she also says in other fitness studios and gyms, there's so much judgment and anxieties. So she really likes to hammer home that, like, there's no judgment here. We're all happy and free and no one is looking at us. And there's not anxiety where you're in a gym around other people.
Go for it. You want to spend your money? This is a non-threatening way to do it. Go for it. I say.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never in a million years. If you want actual fitness, I feel like this is, you know, but maybe for emotional support, it's a good thing.
That's right. And maybe people are, they're like, I get really motivated to do things when I'm high. Some people,
wow, I want to meet that person.
Or they're like, I get up and I like clean the house. I mean, I do know some people like that. Yeah. I do. But
do they have like a range of other, like if you want to do speed and like a workout?
No, it's just stoned like and toned.
Cocktails.
So this is like, I
barbells and brewskis.
Oh my gosh. That's a good one. I guess it doesn't. With brewskis, you would be putting on pounds, and this isn't any calories when you smoke weed, but I would think that you'd want to eat a lot.
I was going to say, you can hear the people who are like marijuana aficionados who are like, no, you don't understand. This is the most genius way to work out you've ever come across.
I think that the hippies from the 60s, this is what made me laugh, is because everything we do now is so like, we can make this a business. Let's formulate this. Let's make a business out of staring at a traffic light, like whatever. It's always so organized that the hippies from the 60s are looking at stuff like this and going, oh God, just sit on the couch.
Yeah.
Weed is about chilling out and you're
making... hippies, by the way, are looking at this, you know, from their $1 billion, you know, like Silicon Valley.
That's right. Because like they went condo. To work.
Exactly.
They worked and they... Oh my God. Anyway, if you would like to do this, tell us. Yeah, I'm going to put a link on the website, but you can probably just remember, maybe not right now if you're high, stonedandtoned.com.
Great. That's so.
The writing is so. You should read the article, though, honestly, because it is really hilarious.
When we come back, speaking of hilarious, I think laughter is the word of the day where Amy and TJ are concerned. That's Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. They're laughing their way through L.A. After severing ties with ABC. We'll talk about why when we return right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. You know, I've been to the dentist a lot in my life, and I'm telling you, finding a great dentist is not easy. But when you do, you want to hold on to them and hold on to them tight. That's exactly the case with me and Dakota Dental. Now, maybe you don't have a lot of dental experience because either you've put off going to the dentist or you just never have had to deal with it. And you think, oh, well, I'm paying for these dental benefits. I should make sure I'm getting my regular checkup. If that's the case, I want you to do what I did. Call Dakota Dental, set up an appointment for that routine exam, cleaning. You're going to feel great. And they'll let you know if there's anything else to worry about. If there's not, they'll send you on your way. They'll remind you before your next visit. And you'll love the care and attention to detail you get every time you visit the team at Dakota Dental. They're right down in Apple Valley. Plenty of appointments at times that work best with your schedule. You can make your appointment online or just give them a call. DakotaDental.com. Don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. You're listening to The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. That's Hi. Bradley. I'm Dawn. And we have to talk about Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. They are living it up.
They're like, we won the news cycle. I don't know. I don't know what they're so joyous about other than perhaps, you know, leaving ABC with a fully paid contract.
I don't because, know. How much was it? Did you ever hear?
No, I don't know how much. But, you know, of course, there was. Well, we don't really know the truth. But what we do know is that they came to an agreement with the folks over at ABC that their contracts would get paid out and that they would move on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a bunch of rumors and innuendo, but then we finally got the announcement from ABC News. They said in a statement, after all this was done on Friday, after several productive conversations with Amy Robach and TJ Holmes about different options, we all agreed it's best for everyone. They move on from ABC News. We recognize their talent and commitment over the years and are thankful for their contributions. So that's like an interestingly positive spin.
Right,
on
right.
What clearly led to them being asked to leave.
Right.
And I can only imagine it has to do with the reports that they had a relationship that overlapped to the relationships they had with their legally married spouses. Mm-hmm. At least those are the allegations, right? Rumored affair. They end up getting removed from GMA3. And then both sides decide to go their separate ways. However, it looks like ABC paid the rest of their contracts. So it's no surprise that then over the weekend we see them in L.A.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Jumping for joy, oh, out enjoying the sun.
Him.
She literally
straddling
legs wrapped around TJ
like
Holmes
the,
on the street.
The thing that you only see on The Bachelorette and The Bachelor, where you're like, why are all these women running to men and jumping into their arms and straddling? I've never in my life done that, and I've never seen anybody actually do that except on The Bachelor.
Exactly. Like, or if you like won the lottery. I can only imagine that would be the only time I would wrap my legs around Jamie's waist.
Jump into his arms.
You know. I mean, the first year of our relationship, different story. But at this point, there better be a lottery win involved.
I would just worry that I would catch them off guard and they would fall over. You know what I mean? Like,
You're thinking of, like...
I mean, it's shocking to have somebody...
That's a back injury just waiting to happen.
One night after a lot of partying, my friend Melissa and I tried to do... Like, she wanted to do a leap into my arms and I was going to hold her up like airplane over my head in the kitchen.
Oh,
we were battling out between Christina and Brittany and doing songs and dancing to them because it was always after the bar, the battle, like who's better. And we each had our own camps.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
This seems like it's headed nowhere good.
And then so we were really like jump into my arms and I fell over in the kitchen and she was on top of me.
Of course you did, because you were both inebriated and not capable.
I can't lift a full grown woman.
Yes, of course not. That was a stunt move on Dirty Dancing.
Anyway, yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And they were in the water. So I have a question.
Also, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, if you fall and you make a mistake, just in the water. Yeah. If you're in Melissa's kitchen,
you're going to break something.
Right. All right. So I have a question. I thought about this. Is TJ's divorce finalized?
I don't know.
Is she entitled to some of this severance package if it isn't finalized?
Oh, that's
because
an interesting question.
Because this happened, you know. I know, I'm almost positive that Amy wrapped up her with Andrew Hsu, the actor Andrew Hsu.
Well, and he unfriended her on Instagram.
So. Right, right. But I don't think that since she finalized her divorce before any of this went on and she got paid, I don't think she would owe him anything. It might come down to like child support and they might need to renegotiate.
Well, you don't know what the prenup was. You know, there could have been a prenup.
True, true.
But you're absolutely right. We don't know. But what I can assume is that the reason they were so happy is because they literally, and I know people are like, but they lost their job on Good Morning America 3. Sure. Okay. And I bet they weren't planning on that.
Yeah.
But A, they're clearly still happy and in a relationship together. So they've got that going for them.
Yeah.
B, they had a contract that paid them through a certain date. And now they got that payment, assuming the reports are true. Mm-hmm. So they've been paid out for the remainder of that job and can now go look for another job. I mean, that's not going to be the easiest thing in the world, but I would imagine right now they're sitting pretty in terms of like they're, you know, two very successful, talented television personalities. And I
think someone's going to hire them?
I wouldn't
quickly?
See why not.
Yeah.
Like what's, because again, unless we're missing something, maybe there's something that we didn't hear of, but listen to the tone of that separation statement from ABC. There was nothing negative in there.
No.
And it was like, they've been made great contributions. We've decided it's best. It doesn't say anything negative.
No, it doesn't. And in the
which
beginning,
which means there's nothing actionable. There's nothing legal that they can pursue. That is not to say that there weren't some things behind the scenes that maybe are less than ideal, but...
They're happy. That's why she was straddling him, and he's grinning from ear to ear.
I mean, yeah. Or maybe they are going to be on the next season of The Bachelor. You don't know.
Bachelor in Paradise. What if he's the new Bachelor, and she has to audition? Okay. I'll stop.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to the back lot. We're literally going back in time. to order off a menu from 1941. What has this show become? Find out when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. We love old Hollywood, stories from old Hollywood, the old studio system. Oh my gosh, it's just all so fascinating. The scandals that went on, tabloid fodder, all those kinds of things. And stories about people who had other amazing talents. Today, we're going to talk about food.
Should we head to the back lot?
Yeah, we're going to head to the back lot.
Oh, Dawn, the year is 1941.
1941.
1941, and we are on the Warner Brothers studio lot at the Warner Brothers Cafe in beautiful Burbank, California.
Yes.
Here is your menu, ma'am, and I'm going to take some orders because my name is Charles, and I'm working at the Warner Brothers Cafe.
Oh, hi, Charles.
How are you today?
My name is Darlene. Charles. Oh, okay. So
no, my name should be like what? Like, what's a 1941 name?
Frank.
Frank. Okay.
Definitely.
My name's Frank. I am here to take your order.
That's right.
All right,
okay.
Dawn.
Okay, Frank.
No, can we just set this up though?
Yes.
So, literally from our friend Holly, I received a tweet via direct message a while back, and I thought this would be perfect for a backlot chat. And the tweet is from Wyatt Duncan and literally just says, it's 1941, you're on the Warner Brothers lot, and it's time for lunch. What's your order? And attached is an image of a literal studio cafe menu from 1941 and the Warner Brothers cafe itself. So I thought nothing more than like, you guys, let's have fun with this menu. So I gave it to both of you. And I want to take your orders because what the audience can't see and what they will learn very quickly is that there was a lot of stuff on this menu in 1941 that I have no clue what the bleep it is.
Yeah. Yeah, so, exactly. And you can look at it too because it's on our show links page.
Yes!
MyTalk1071.com. You can find it there. It'll link it to the tweet, and you can look at this menu as well and figure out what you want to eat.
And before we get to your choices, I will just put this into perspective. 1941, before World War II is kicked off in the United States, but we're on the brink of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, 1941 is the year that podcast we loved so much was all about, the year in question, 1940. What's the
name?
It was
1942.
No, right? That was 1941.
Okay.
I thought.
All right.
Wasn't it? Was it 1942?
Maybe.
All right, I'll figure it out. Okay, but anyway.
Either way, so, we know a lot about this year because we listened to an entire 6-episode podcast on the year 1941.
You're right. 42. 1 year, 1942.
Same
so it's
thing.
Right before. But it's generally, you know, again, right as the United States is about to head to World War II. All right, Dawn.
Yes.
We're on the back lot of Warner Brothers. What are you ordering for lunch today?
Okay, Frank, I would like, please, a roast sirloin, baked potato, and Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, my God, for lunch?
Well, sure.
That's a lot.
I have to dance all afternoon and keep my girlish figure.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you tap dancing?
Also, just wait. I also want, in addition to the roast sirloin, baked potato, and Yorkshire pudding, I also would like a half-broiled lobster with melted butter.
Okay.
It's off the
girl,
a la carte menu there.
Are you sure about this? Are you not going to be able to kick and stretch with all that in your gut?
I don't know. I burn a lot of calories. You have no idea.
Okay.
Okay. And then I would like a Miller's High Life in a bottle.
You're going to be drunk on set?
Absolutely not. I burn these calories so quickly. My metabolism is amazing. And then I also would like to wash my beer down with a papilla.
Okay, first of all, watch your mouth.
Papilla.
What's a papilla?
I have a question. It's a papilla. Does that mean?
Where do you see that?
This is citrus fruit drinks. And I would also like a lime Ricky.
Oh, I do love a good lime Ricky.
Okay, papilla. Is that pomegranate, pineapple?
Where do you see papilla?
Ahi tuna? It's under citrus fruit drinks in the left-hand corner.
Citrus fruit drinks.
I've already started drinking my beer.
I bet it's pretty sure that's papaya.
Papaya, pineapple, and apple.
Yeah.
But it's
But first of all, first of all,
papilla.
Ma'am, it's not spelled papilla. It's spelled pa-pi-a. So I bet it's
right.
Papaya.
Papaya.
Papaya. Maybe it's papaya. I think that's papaya.
That's what my friend here is saying.
Oh my God!
I think it's papaya.
You should know this.
I thought it was fancy.
I did too.
A terrible speller my whole life. I think they're going for papaya.
I would also like for dessert. I would like to have this out. First of all, I need to have this on a tray, outside tray service, which is 25 cents extra,
I responded to Holly was like, I'm having
outside tray service.
I'm having the outside tray service because I want you to bring me my tray outside.
That's right. And I would also like an ice cream sundae, and I would like a chop suey ice cream sundae.
Excuse me? What is that?
A chop suey ice cream sundae. I'm assuming you should know, but I'm assuming it's ice cream with chop suey sauce with some whipped cream and a cherry.
Okay, first of all, Lady Barrymore, I don't know what you're... I have no idea what a chop suey sundae would be. But it's on the ice cream sundae list. Okay, so that's your order?
Wait, I have... My wig lady also wants to order something. I'm paying for all of her meals.
I just feel like this is not for your wig lady. I feel like it's for you.
Excuse me?
I mean, you already ordered a sirloin and a... Can we tell people, too? So if you're just joining us, we're going through this Warner Brothers Studio Cafe menu. You have to tell people the prices of these things.
Okay, I sure will. The price for the roast sirloin, baked potato, and Yorkshire pudding is 75 cents.
75 cents for all of that!
Now, if I want a half-broiled lobster, and we all know how expensive the market price of lobster is, this is a half-broiled lobster a la carte with melted butter, 55 cents.
Can you believe that?
That is crazy. And then my papaya...
I still can't get over the fact that I did not figure out that it was...
Me, I didn't either.
It's spelled P-A-P-I-A, but like P-A-P-I-A. Papaya.
Miller's High Life bottle, 20 cents. Outside tray service, 25 cents extra. And now I have the order for my wig lady.
Okay, hurry, because we got to get to Mike.
Well, she's very hungry. I would like a mayonnaise salad. What exactly is that?
What is a mayonnaise salad? I think it's just mayonnaise.
Honey, I'm asking you. Is it just a plop of mayonnaise on some romaine? It says it also comes with French dressing.
It's what it says. It's mayonnaise on lettuce.
Is it also come with French dressing? She would like that as well.
You want mayonnaise and French?
That's to begin with. Then she would like the manager's special, which is a sandwich on toast. On that is peanut butter, baked ham, and chicken.
Ew.
And that's 40 cents, please.
We're out!
And then also some grapefruit custard pudding. She would like that for 15 cents. And also some
grapefruit?
Grapefruit custard pudding.
No, it's grape nut.
Grape nut custard pudding. I'll take one of those as well. And preserved figs for 20 cents, please. Oh, and I also need...
Do you want a tongue sandwich?
I would
sandwich?
Like some certified milk for 25 cents.
We're out of certified. We only got uncertified.
And then malted milk with egg, which is 25 cents.
Thank you.
All right. And now there's somebody behind me. I apologize, sir.
Oh my God. You ordered everything on the list. If you just joined us, we're on the back lot of Warner Brothers, literally reading through this menu. There are like 1,000 things on this menu. It's like the Cheesecake Factory menu of its day. Correct. Would you not say, Mike?
Yes, definitely is. And by the way, I did look up an old classic newspaper clipping about a 2-day only chop suey sundae. Here's what's in a chop suey sundae. It's delicious combination of mixed nuts topped with the creamy marshmallow and delicious whole ripe tomato. Reads price 15 cents.
Did you say tomato?
Sorry, cherry. Ripe cherry. I apologize. Cherry.
So we have nuts, a
cherry.
So it's like a sundae.
And it's 15 cents.
With like
But nuts you didn't say any ice cream.
I think it's the top.
Okay, well, I just thought it was a pie.
I'm getting your order. Move over. Okay, Mike.
I'll take it outside. I'll be outside. I have a large sun hat and big sunglasses. You can't miss me.
Go eat your Monte Cristo and shut up.
Do I have to do the voice?
No, you don't.
Okay. I will do the hot chicken liver sandwich on toast. Sounds just lovely. God. Especially if we're eating outside.
No, thanks. How much is that? 25 cents?
45 cents.
Oh, that's actually, for reference, okay, so a chicken liver sandwich is 45 cents, And you can literally get a veal chop for 65 cents. It's crazy to me. Okay, what else do you have?
Well, the most expensive, that roast sirloin of beef, baked potato, and Yorkshire pudding, 75 cents.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
That's a big one there. Yep. The crab meat salad sounds delicious.
Oh.
Take a little
so
crab
fancy.
Meat salad.
How much was that?
Just 60 cents.
That's not bad.
No. But and also, to go along with mine, a nice Pabst Bock beer can, just 15 cents.
All right.
We're all getting smashed at lunch.
I know. I was going to say, everybody's going to be drunk and taking a nap. Was there anything on this list that you were like, I have no earthly idea what these things are? First of all, Dawn, I would like to commend you for the depth and breadth of your meal, because literally you ordered, I think, across all categories.
Yes, I did. What is broiled Rex sole? Oh, that's fish. What we were trying to figure out, what did you ever find out what those potatoes?
No, so there's snowshoe potatoes, but it's spelled S-N-O-S-H-U.
Snowshoe potatoes. Are those just potato skins? Because they look like a
shoe.
Snowshoe potatoes.
Maybe. The other things on this menu that I could not for the life of me figured out, you actually brought up a number of them. The mayonnaise salad.
I don't know what like, that. What and it says in parentheses, all salads come with French dressing. What?
Yeah, you're right. It says salads with French dressing. So if you get fresh fruits, you're getting French dressing.
And then they have half a head of lettuce. That's it. A wedge. That's two wedges together.
You just, here's your salad. You're like, but I want, it's lettuce.
Gosh.
Asparagus tips. Did you see you can get a half a cheese set? Or no, pineapple cottage cheese is 35 cents. You can get half for 25 cents.
I love that.
So like for the slimming, you know, the ladies who are slimming.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You mean not allowed
to eat?
Exactly. Okay. So like Bob's having like the Yorkshire pud.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'll have the half pineapple and cottage cheese.
With some wine. There's no wine on here, but there's beer.
What else is there?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Can you tell me what a lime Ricky is?
Well, I had a lime Ricky. I think that's like just the cherry lime, right?
Oh, okay.
Isn't that what a lime Ricky is? It's like lime juice and maraschino cherry or something?
Gin, bourbon, lime juice, and carbonated water is what this says.
Oh, okay.
Well, lime Ricky.
Okay.
Carta Blanca, that must be a beer.
There's a cherry lime Ricky. That's probably what you're referring to.
Also, did you see the fancy specials? There's a fancy special called the Warner Brothers Theater.
Oh, right. It says literally says fancy specials. We still don't know what Vitaphone is.
Because I think Vitaphone is the like sponsor of that menu.
Right, because it's down below. It says Vitaphone.
And Vitaphone was like an old film system from like back in the day, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they had some sponsorship of the cafeteria. Oh. I'm sorry, it was my cottage cheese backing up on me. Calm down. You ever burped?
I can't get myself together.
Pull it together, Annie.
Oh, my gosh,
what was your name
that
again?
Was delightful. It's you don't know my name, please.
My name is Marjorie.
Marjorie. What's your last name, Marjorie?
Marjorie.
Tell us about the film you're in, Marjorie, while you're enjoying a Yorkshire pudding dinner.
Well, it's a great musical about two drunk ladies who put on a musical because they're snowed in.
It's called Snowshoe Potato.
It's called Drunken Connecticut.
Okay,
okay. And we've killed all the staff as well.
So what? It's a lighthearted romp.
Yeah. We're just trying to get people to go away.
Oh, God. Okay. Did you order dessert over there, Mike?
I don't remember. I think so. Did I?
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was your dessert, John?
I'm going to go with a nice butterscotch sundae. That sounds delicious.
I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So I'll take the bittersweet ice cream sundae.
Yeah, there's one called Bittersweet.
And the White Rock Water.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
White Rock Water. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. And we got to know what Ghislaine Maxwell is doing now, because she wants to prove somebody wrong. Her family's also posting ridiculous things. What is going on with this?
I saw this story over the weekend and I thought, oh my God, is this where we're at? Ghislaine Maxwell's family, rather, has staged a, quote, insane Prince Andrew bath sex photo. I saw these words and I thought, I don't know what the combination of these words mean. But what I do know is I need to understand. So the Daily Beast had a story about how Ghislaine Maxwell, and she, of course, the right-hand woman of the late Jeffrey Epstein, convicted pedophile. She is now a convicted sex trafficker behind bars. Her family has released a bizarre photograph of two people in the bathroom at her former London home, literally in the tub, where those photographs of Prince Andrew and Virginia Giuffre, that photograph of Virginia Giuffre and Prince Andrew with Ghislaine in the background, sort of, indicted Prince Andrew unofficially of having a relationship that she alleged when she was 17.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they've claimed that photo is fake, right? Well,
yes,
apparently, I don't know if what they seem to think is, in a photo that was published at the Daily Telegraph, if they show that the bathtub was too small for Prince Andrew and Virginia Giuffre, that means all of these stories are wrong. But the photo that's on the cover is literally of two people in a bathtub. One of them is wearing like a Xerox copy of Prince Andrew's face, the other of Virginia Roberts Giuffre.
Right. And there's clearly enough, they didn't have sex in there. Allegedly, they had sex in the other room. All she said they did in there was, it was like some foot stuff.
Yeah, he played with her feet in the bathtub.
And licked her feet and,
Oh, God. And again, she's 17 at
right,
the time.
And she's smaller than the person that's in the bathtub right now.
In a 2011 interview, she claimed that Andrew played with her feet in the bath. She said that she and Andrew got into the bath where he started doing some things to her feet. And in 2019, she tells another interview, there was a bath and it started there and then led to the bedroom. So Ghislaine's brother, Ian Maxwell, said in comments on Friday that the images that they showed, which I told you about, the ones where they got people to sit in the tub.
And the person playing the part of Andrew is scrunched down to make the you know what I'm saying? Like, almost head below water. It's like, of course you're going to make it look like there is no room in there.
Yeah, like he's like spread out. Like, I'm sorry, but you two people can easily fit in there.
Absolutely.
And also, she was a 17-year-old girl. And Ian goes on to say that these images show conclusively that the bath is too small for any sort of sex frolicking.
It's not.
Well, no. And
especially
also,
if he's licking her feet. She could just put, they're not showing the position that would be in, which is just your legs are out, it would make more room in there because her legs would be up by his head.
Yep.
And this clearly could happen. These people are so stupid.
You can just tell that literally they're living on another planet, and it's a planet that you and I don't live on, because this is not only bizarre on the face, it's also disturbing.
Yeah.
In its intent, right? Like, what do you have to, like, do you honestly think this is going to move anybody to think differently? And even if it did, so what? Your sister is behind bars for being a convicted sex trafficker, which had partially to do with Virginia Roberts Giuffre, but not entirely.
Right.
And so this is not going to absolve anybody of anything.
Yeah, because the title says the photo that clears the Duke over bath sex. We would like to remind them that it wasn't impossible.
Do you think, because remember how last week we talked about the fact that Prince Andrew said there was something that was going to happen soon that would exonerate him and show him to
oh
be
not...
Oh my
gosh, this is
like
it.
Like he would get his reputation
back. Do you think
back?
That this is it?
Yes!
Remembered that.
I mean, I just thought of it too.
I'm even going to get my royal duties back. That's what his source says.
Yeah, well, he's going to get some duties, but they ain't going to be royal.
No. No. Oh, my goodness.
So I don't know. I think he's just unhinged enough or out of touch enough or disconnected from reality enough to think that, you know, a front page like, hey, we're going to publish this investigative, you know, discovery of these photos that we took that exonerate you from having been in the tub.
Excuse me? No. This makes it worse because anybody with eyes can see that they could have plainly been in the bath together. You're not tricking us by scooching down, dude. Yeah. And plus, her legs aren't out, so totally possible. I mean, and anybody who's been in a bathtub of that size with another person, which I have.
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah, you both can fit.
Trust me, two people can do a lot in a little tiny space.
In a little tiny tub.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, man, it's sad.
Again, is it madness? Is it... wealth, privilege, what is the source of this disconnection from reality? Because you and I can see it so plainly. The average public, I mean, people who don't know the story would laugh at this. If I went home tonight and told Jamie the story, he'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. This doesn't make any sense.
Right.
This is absurd. Why would anybody think that, right?
Yes.
And he doesn't know anything about the story for the most part, other than, you know, what the general public might know about Prince Andrew.
I just found out something.
Okay.
So Virginia Giuffre, she had a gag order that expires mid-February.
It was a year. Yeah, this makes total sense. So we know that because when they came to that settlement, is Prince Andrew and Virginia Roberts Giuffre, when they reportedly came to that settlement, it was a gag order for a year. And that settlement was signed last year, so that would make perfect sense.
I didn't know that it was only for a year. I thought that she was paid off forever, like you can never talk about
this.
Well,
we wondered if there was any sort of non-disclosure agreement that would go beyond that, but apparently there's not, or at least she doesn't feel bound by that.
No.
Because by all accounts, we now know that she has a memoir coming out.
Yeah. Her lawyer says she will not remain silent on Prince Andrew's sexual abuse allegations once the gag order lifts. She's not going to be silent.
Well, and even if there was a gag order, I mean, what's Prince Andrew going to do?
Exactly. What, bring her to court?
Do you think that
so
this
that
behavior...
in court he will have to be cross-examined?
Well, he'll never be in court.
He would never be...
He won't be in
court. Yeah.
I just don't think he would, like, he is just the, I just, also, you need to get to that part in Spare.
Okay.
Because there is a moment in Spare, the
in
book
Spare.
About.
About Andrew, of course, I just
I'm sorry.
Forgot that that's his uncle.
So that's Prince Harry in that book. There's a whole conversation that he has about, so they never took away Prince Andrew's security, but they took away my security.
Disgusting.
I have not been accused of sex crimes.
Oh,
why is
God.
That still a thing?
Oh. Yikes. Oh, gosh. Oh, boy.
All right. When we come back, speaking of Spare, we have to talk about where we're at in the book. But I know there's also a lot going on in the world of Harry and Meghan. We'll talk about Spare and what's next for those two when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.